Oh yeah. One, two. Microphone checker, one, two. Microphone checker, one, two. Microphone checker, one, two.
I always talk about this, how I'm always getting in conversations and striking up connections with people, just random people all the time. They come up to me, always talking. I don't know what it is, but they just have a need or a feel to engage. I always get clowned by my friends that, you know, I'll be somewhere and I'll make a BFF, man. A guy be just talking to me about his life, whatever it is. Or, you know, just somebody always, I seem to attract people that want to just get stuff off their chest, huh? And the security staff people where I work, it's no different. They always have something to say. Never fails. It's like whether I dress differently, whether I'm carrying food, you know, and I just want to go into that combo. It's, oh, you got M&M's, huh? Oh, you're not dieting today. What's going on? You know, it's Halloween time. I got me a little M&M's. You know, it's like they want to know everything that you do, it seems, man. What are you doing this weekend? What are you hanging out? I don't know, man. I mean, bro, like, just do your thing. You know, I'm not a girl. Like, I could understand if I was a hot girl, then yes, I could understand guys coming up to me all the time. But when guys come up to guys, it's, you know, I'll never forget this one picture on Instagram. They just talked about guys, right? It's like they go the bodybuild, right, to lifting weights so that they can attract women. But the reality is they just attract more men. Must be that alpha thing. They just want to subdue themselves to somebody superior. I don't know what it is, man. I'm not trying to hype myself up. I'm an old man. Got a lot of gray whiskers here. I got my beard. I'm rocking a beard, man. I like the beard, but my daughter doesn't. Ugh. Man. She just told me this morning, Dad, you got to cut that thing off. Give me a kiss on the cheek, and that's that. Like, all right. Got to clean it up. You know, when she is the commander-in-chief in my world, so I got to listen to what she says, so. But, yeah, you know, I was getting in another conversation as usual. I mean, when do these things start with the conversation I've had? I mean, that's just spark that I have because it's like a completion to a thought that I'm having when I have a discussion with somebody. It's like, okay, well, we have these thoughts, but, you know, I can't go on my epic rants like I like to do. You know, I like talking. What the fuck? I like getting these things out. That's what you get when you don't have enough communication growing up. This is the residual of it. When you have people that either talk shit behind your back, they can't keep their mouth shut, or they don't even care to communicate. It all starts in that dynamic, right? But yeah, I was telling someone today that, you know, they were asking me for some advice. Not asking, but they were telling me about their day, and I was giving them some feedback. Like, wow, man, that's some really good advice. I'm like, yeah, you know, I know a thing or two. you know, I've been told this officially. I don't want to say this in a bad way, but people, I've had therapists, official licensed therapists, tell me, hey, you should do this for a living. Oh, really? No, I just figured it out. Even though I'm not 100%, because you could tell someone by the surface of who they are, but you really don't dig, you know, because I made mistakes, obviously. Duh. I've had, you know, lapse of judgment, mistakes, things like that, right? I mean, we all have. And, you know, I'm no different. I make them all the time, actually. But, yeah, I went ahead and I told him, you know, I'm not 100% accurate because people don't really convey who they are. And you always have that element of change that occurs in all of us, right? I mean, it's something that it's just ongoing. So, you know, someone can tell me at that point, yeah, man, I'll be this, that, and third. And they're doing it for a while, but, you know, they're not going to be like that in the future or a year from now or 6 months, whatever it is, right? So, anyway, we were just talking, and something really struck me very well because, you know, we're discussing about just the world that, you know, I've talked about ad nauseum here and how men have to lie. Like, we have to get pussy. We have to be deceptive. We have to lie. And that's just the reality of it because when you're open about things, when you're open about what your agenda is, girls are not going to fall for it. They're like, eh, you know, I don't want to deal with that. They wanted that fairy tale. So when you have a guy that is just very honest and upfront, it's not going to work. So you have to get pussy, to get sex, to get options, you have to be deceitful. You have to be coy. You have to play that role. That's just the reality of it. Whether you like it or not, that's the way of the world when it comes to the genders. And the one thing that, you know, I was telling her that one of the decisions I made when I decided after I moved on from my marriage that I wasn't going to be like one of those guys. I was just going to be very honest, and I was going to live with peace of mind. And I was going to just, you know, be honest and direct, very tactful, very respectful. But I'm not going to shy away from how I really feel inside if you ask me. And this person was telling me, you know, that's the shame of it all, is that because you're a great person, you're a great guy, but it's like being a parent. You know, it's like because, you know, we tell our kids all these things that they should be doing, and they don't get the bigger picture. They get it once they're older. They get it once they've lived a little bit of life. And in essence, that's how my personality is and how I do things. Like, I'm not equipped, or my abilities and my skill set and the things that people adore about me is not compatible with somebody that is still living life, that is not mature emotionally, that hasn't lived a little bit of life, because they won't get it. So if I try to talk to them about my ways and how I do things, just as far as being laid back and not chasing, expecting mutual effort, you know, these are all the things that a beautiful girl is not used to, because they're the princess, they're the diva, they're entitled. Hear me roar. And they go about chasing the jerk. Don't chase the jerk. Jazz, if you're listening to this, don't chase the jerk. Whatever you do, don't chase the jerk. And that's what all these women do. They go after the mysterious guy. They chase after the jerk. They want to tame a beast. Okay? Good for you. But then later on, they realize that's not the way to go. But that was a very good analogy from the talks that I was having. It was like, well, that's the reality of it, isn't it? That we, just people like me that are enlightened, that are understanding just what it takes to have a successful connection, work and work long term, a person is just not as accepting of it. And it's like a kid. It's like when you're talking to my daughter and telling her, hey, you know, we can't do this. You have to do your homework. It's like the Karate Kid, remember? Karate Kid, you fucking wax on, wax off. And the kid's like, oh, what the fuck you having me, you know, paint up, paint down the picket fences? It's like, what the fuck you having me do? And they go into battle, and it's like, oh, shit, man. I see all of this now. This all makes sense. But they can't see the forest through the trees. They can't. You know, and a lot of us, it's just that way. And the quicker that you can, and this is something that's applicable in all facets of life, the more open-minded you can be to diving into other people's mindsets and environments, the more of a bigger picture and more of an understanding you'll have about life. That's why I'm yearning to go travel the world now, just because I want to just walk around. I want to just enjoy life. I want to be around different people, right? And being lucky enough to speak Spanish, I could swing, you know, I could hang in there a little bit. Even though I have, you know, Puerto Ricans, we have the Ebonic Spanish. We have some fucked up Spanish. You know, it's like, I mean, it's exactly Ebonics, man. You talk to somebody that's like from another country, you know, like the Colombians and Spaniards, they have really good Spanish. Like, we in the Caribbean, we have some fucked up shit, man. And you tell them all these different slangs, like, I don't know what they'd be like, ah, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Like, you talk to me in proper Spanish. But, you know, people get all weirded out because, not weirded out, but they're always astonished when, you know, Spanish, and they think you just speak to anyone. And I try to tell this to non-Spanish speaking or non-language, second language speaking people, that just look at it this way. It's like when you speak English, right? We have American English. You can go to London and talk to someone there, right? I mean, you can go there and be able to live there and hang out. But you know the accent is different. There's some words and phrases that are different. It's no different in the Spanish culture. You know, just because I speak Spanish, you know, I could maybe go hang out in Spain, go hang out in Colombia, go hang out in Mexico, but the way we talk is different. Our accents will give us a tell that we're not from that region. Just no different than us in America. When we go to London, when we go to Australia, when we go to Ireland, you know, it's going to be a different dialect, different slangs. So it's just very fascinating. But none of us, especially in America, like we're just so infused in our way being the best. That's what America's all about, being the best. And when you go out to Tokyo, when you go out to anywhere in the world, you better find someone that speaks English because I'm an American, buddy. You cater to me. That's how girls are, I think, anyway. I'm beautiful. I'm a beautiful fucking model. Come, cater to me. Yeah, I hear you. I'm beautiful too. Listen, I get that you have to feel special. I get that, and I love it. But you have to mature a little bit, man. You have to live a little bit of life, as I like to say. Get seasoned a little bit, and you figure it out. But the people that get it, man, the people that get the mindset that I'm in, they've been there and done that. They're definitely being married or currently married. There are people that just been through a few rounds of marriage and have kids, you know, and they figure it out. You know, I always talk about that. But it never ceases to amaze me that girls, man, you try to talk to them, man, you show them the light. You're there like Morpheus, and you're showing them everything. Like, here, I'm going to show you everything, man. You ready? And they're like, no, this can't be true. You're not going to fuck up my fairy tale. And I get that. I get that. You deserve better, hon. I hear you. But that's just not how life works. But hey, if you want to stay plugged in the Matrix, by all means, girl, do your thing.